The car glides down the drive, around the bend, and into the night. I walk after it toward a bed in the meadow under the stars. Sunday, September 27th, 1987. Henry is 32, Claire is 16. I materialize in the meadow, about 15 feet west of the clearing. I feel dreadful, dizzy, and nauseated. So I sit for a few minutes to pull myself together. It's chilly and gray, and I am submerged in the tall brown grass which cuts into my skin. After a while, I feel a little better, and it's quiet. So I stand up and walk into the clearing. Claire is sitting on the ground next to the rock, leaning against it. She doesn't say anything, just looks at me with what I can only describe as anger. Uh-oh, I think. What have I done? She's in her Grace Kelly phase. She's wearing her blue wool coat and a red skirt. I'm shivering, and I hunt for the clothes box. I find it and don black jeans, a black sweater, black wool socks, a black overcoat, black boots, and black leather gloves. I look like I'm about to star in a Wim Wenders film. I sit down next to Claire. Hi, Claire. You okay? Hi, Henry. Here. She hands me a thermos and two sandwiches. Thanks. I feel kind of sick, so I'll wait a little. I set the food on the rock. The thermos contains coffee. I inhale deeply. Just the smell makes me feel better. Are you all right? She's not looking at me. As I scrutinize Claire, I realize that she's been crying. Henry, would you beat someone up for me? What? I want to hurt someone, and I'm not big enough, and I don't know how to fight. Will you do it for me? Whoa, what are you talking about? Who? Why?